Finally, every adult in Massachusetts is eligible for a COVID shot. After months of having eligibility limited to certain age groups, occupations, and health factors, everyone 16 and older can sign up to be vaccinated as of today. But finding that appointment may still be a challenge. So, joining us this morning to talk about this latest phase of the rollout is WBUR's Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So this is, Steve, without a doubt, the largest single group becoming eligible on one day. How many people are we talking about?
Well, the state says 1.7 million people fall into this group. So it's a safe bet that a lot of people will today begin scrambling to get a slot for their shot. And if the past is any indication, the first few days will be the craziest, and persistence will pay off. And if you can't be persistent, you better be patient.
Governor Baker has been saying for a while that it might take a few weeks to secure an appointment. Any idea how the state's going to be able to meet demand?
Well, that all depends on vaccine supply. Of course, the state was banking on the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine being available to really turbocharge the ranks of those being fully vaccinated. But with that now on hold for who knows how long, they're just going to have to rely on a continued supply of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Now, the state is expecting an 8% boost in those this week, which means more than 353,000 first and second doses. The governor repeatedly says the infrastructure is there to get people vaccinated. It all depends on how much vaccine is received from the feds.
All right, so it seems like everyone has their own trick for getting a vaccine appointment. I got mine before they had pre-registration, and because of that, I had to spend over 6 hours on the web over and over and over again trying to get an appointment. I had to take a break and go get a cup of tea and some avocado toast. Steve, you're a few years younger than I am. You became eligible 2 weeks ago. How'd you get your appointment?
Yeah, I happened to wake up around 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning and was able to snare appointments for both my wife and myself at two different CVS stores about 20 miles from where we live.
All right. So other than being a night owl, let's talk about ways to get an appointment. What is an effective way to find an appointment?
Sure. You know, our colleague Amy Gorell has been asking our listeners and readers about what has worked for them, and she has compiled a great list on our website, WBUR.org. Just taking a peek at that, here are some of the top methods that she found. Pre-registration is one way, and about 1.5 million people did that a few weeks back in order to get into the queue once they became eligible. A couple of other things, be willing to drive a bit if you can. I've heard of some people going halfway across the state to get their shot. Some folks say it's easier to book using a computer rather than a smartphone. You can keep a couple of tabs open so that you can easily get back to that home page if you need to start over.
I know a couple of friends of mine got their shots by going directly to websites of places like CVS or Walgreens, so that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's what I did. CVS, Walgreens, they're not booking through the state's website. So you have to visit those sites individually. Sometime on the pharmacy sites, you'll immediately get a page telling you that all appointments are booked in Massachusetts. Now, a workaround for that is to click on a different state. And when they finally ask you for your zip code, you put it in and you'll see what's really available in Massachusetts, and you might be able to book right there. Another option is to look to New Hampshire for a vaccine. Starting today, the Granite State is dropping its residency requirement. There's really a lot of tricks, and they're all spelled out in Amy's post called Here's How to Book a Vaccine Appointment in Massachusetts. And again, you can find that at WBUR.org.
All right, some useful information there, Steve, from you and at the website. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Bob.
WBUR's Steve Brown.